Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Harvey Weinstein situation is a wake-up call for many people, but lots of people knew about it. It's nothing new. It's the sexualization that ultimately began way back with Alfred Kinsey, popularized by Hugh Hefner, who is not a civil rights activist, by the way. He is an exploiter of women and human sexuality. Also someone who is part and partial for the responsibility for what we see happening today in our culture. Sexualization of children is also a serious issue. We want you to know about it, but more than that, we want you to get involved and do something about it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And our special guest is Elizabeth Johnston, also known as the Activist Mommy, a mother of 10 children who homeschooled and continues to homeschool all of those children while you do all of your activism. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Elizabeth.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
You know, we have talked before with you about the sexualization of children. And when we look at what was coming out and what has come out of Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein and many, many other revelations, it just seems like the floodgates have opened up and people are now talking about how they've been sexually exploited. This whole issue of human sexuality is really at the core of you and I created in the image of God as a special individual human being, loved and unique in God's eyes, that ultimately is used as an object for someone else's pleasure. That ultimately has consequences, both physically, but also spiritually.
Yes, Matt. I tell you, certainly we are seeing, ever since Obergefell versus Hodges in 2015, we warned everyone, guys, you cannot redefine marriage. As soon as you try to redefine marriage, anything goes. There is going to be no stopping what takes place, and that is sadly what we are seeing. We just posted a video yesterday of a father and a daughter who have had a child together
are
saying
that
they are soulmates. And we have, you know, people marrying inanimate objects and marrying themselves. We just posted a video recently of 275 people in a ceremony marrying themselves. Things are completely out of control. And this is what we warned would happen. You cannot redefine marriage. God has said marriage is between one man and one woman till death do us part. And what took place in 2015, we cannot push aside lightly how damaging that has been to our culture. I'm not saying it's too late. I believe that through spiritual revival and through God's people waking up and engaging in the culture war, we really can turn things around in our country, but it is the 11th hour, and we must get out of our church pews and engage in the culture. And that's kind of what God has called me to do as the Activist Mommy, to bring out the activists in parents. And I'm seeing it happen all over not only America, but all over the world, as people reach out to me from the UK and from Australia and say, you know, you've helped me find my voice. We have a neat story recently with a father who reached out to us and said, my daughter is a Girl Scout, and I'm very active with her. And we were going around selling magazines, and he said, I could not believe when I looked in more detail at her Girl Scout magazine list that they were selling Teen Vogue magazine. And I remembered your video, Activist Mommy, where you burned the video because they were teaching kids how to sodomize one another in Teen Vogue magazine. And I have reached out to the Girl Scouts locally and to the national organization, and we have helped him expose this. And now the Girl Scouts, they're backpedaling and they're talking about what their policy is going to be. And now they are in a corner and they've got to answer for what they've done in partnering with a dangerous magazine like Teen Vogue. So parents need to do what this father has done and just be vocal. One person can make such a huge difference.
You know, and Elizabeth, you're a great example of that. I mean, I remember when I first saw you on Facebook, I'm like, who is this woman sitting in this bus making these videos? And then you had another one where you were burning that magazine. And I thought, wow, she's pretty dynamic. And then later to find out you had 10 children that you were homeschooling. So it's like, there's no excuse. You know, we can all do something. So think of some other ways that we, no matter what stage in life we're at, what can we do to make a difference?
You're right. I mean, you know, I may have 300,000 followers, but a year ago, I didn't. I had just started.
That's amazing.
And so I'm a mom just like every one of the moms listening right now who is busy, and I have my plate full with other activities, you know, big things that my husband does as well. We have plenty to do as well. But like I said, it's the 11th hour, and if we don't wake up and engage in our culture and be more proactive in the things that our children are participating in, we are going to lose this culture. We're toast. You can't continue to exist and fight God the way we are in this culture and last very long and keep your religious liberty. And I'm so thankful for what the Liberty Council does in fighting for our religious liberties. I followed you all for 20 years or more, and I just am honored to be a part of your show, partner with you in any way, because I believe in what you do so much.
Well, you know, you make choices in terms of how you use your time, and our time is very precious. You have chosen not to have cable television, so you don't waste your time on cable, so you don't have to worry about being frustrated turning on and watching an NFL football game and, you know, people are kneeling. Neither do I used to love football, but I stopped watching years ago because it's just a waste of time. There's
right.
other better things that we can do with our time. And you choose to use your time in a way that is best for the time that we are loaned. Obviously, you have a husband who's a medical doctor. He's written, what, 7 books?
Very
Nine.
Impacted in
Nine
the
books.
Pro-life.
Nine
yeah.
books.
The pro-life movement.
You have 10 children that you're homeschooling, and now you have 300 plus thousand followers on Facebook, and that number will continue to grow. And it's because you decided that you wanted to use your time in a way that invests in your husband, in your children, and in your community. Now, you know, some people may not have 300,000 followers on their Facebook, but they can certainly use the followers that they do have on their Facebook. They can communicate. They can read information. Other ways that they can get involved, how would you recommend?
Well, just like that father, you know, he simply picked up the phone or wrote an email to say, I do not appreciate you, you know, using the Girl Scouts organization, which we love, to peddle Teen Vogue, which is a dangerous magazine, to the public. And he is making a difference just with his phone call. Maybe it's a transgender bathroom policy that you need to be at your city council meeting, raising your voice, bringing a friend or two, and making a difference. There are so many ways that we can get involved and inspire the people around us. You know, Billy Graham said, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, he stiffens the spines of others. People are watching us, and their spines are stiffened, and courage is infused into them when they watch you take a stand for something, when they watch you fight a battle for your kids or for your city or for your schools. And so whatever God is burning in your heart to do, just answer that call right now. Even if your knees are knocking and your voice is shaking, answer that call and watch God move mightily on behalf of you to inspire other people around you and to win that battle you're fighting.
Well, one thing that people can do who are listening is to go to activistmommy.com. activistmommy.com, which is one of your websites, but on that website, you can also access your Facebook and other social media platforms that you have. You have a number of them besides Facebook. But, for example, Facebook is one that you could become a follower and a
right.
fan of your Facebook page, and you're going to get a lot of information from there as well.
And share that.
You can
that.
Also go to lc.org. Lc.org, we have lots of other information for you. Make sure that you take a stand. Ask God how he can use you. And then take a stand in your home and in your community and make a difference. Lc.org, that's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.